What was the point of Latava yesterday? What is the brisk graft of? That's all we know, right? All we know is one thing. We know that there's an Isser for Avodah Zarah, and that's reflected in Isser Hana. And there's an Isser Legavoa, which is completely different. But the Grizz doesn't tell us anything about that Isser, right? Doesn't tell us anything. It's amazing what he does. But again, at this point, all we know is, can't make it any clearer than this, right?
Why did you mean this Baldi of the
what?
Why do you mean this Baldi and say it's a different Isser? Obviously, if animals is Isser Gavoa, it's not Isser Hana, it's in both Tfisa Tiyad. It's obviously different.
Did you go, how far had you get in the Grizz? Right, that, let's see, this is because he plays his hand for over here.
No, he, but I'm saying, I don't understand why you need this whole genius to get to that point, that it's not the same Isser. Of course not the same Isser, because there isn't Isser Gavoa, there's not Isser Hana, we know that's the Pashas of the Sugya.
No, I know, but again, don't forget, okay, let's go back to what the Rambam does. The Rambam puts everything together.
Right.
Okay, good. And we know, and he wants to understand, why would you, the kind of question at this point, is the Isser Gavoa and Isser Avodah Zarah? Is the Isser Neva and Isser Avodah Zarah? Initially, I would think it is. Initially, I'd say Nev.
It's
what's
not,
the problem, Nev?
It's not a problem. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem.
Right, and what I'm telling you, what he's going to propose is that Nevad has nothing to do with the institution of Avodah Zarah. Right?
And Nevad.
No, and Nevad also. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you'll see. You'll see.
You'll see.
Not for an animal.
What are you doing?
I'm about to go on the grid. All we know, this is what we know for sure. We know that this is the point we left off with yesterday. Okay?
It's very simple.
There are two separate Yisurim, right? There is an Avodah Zarah, which is expressed as an Isser Hana, right? There's a prohibition of worship. And what's the halachic expression of that prohibition of worship? Isser Hana. There's another thing altogether called Isser Gavoa. And that's, we find that by Nev on a Muksa. Okay? Okay.
Wait, you're saying it's the Isser Hana?
What? I didn't say anything about that. Let's take a behemoth as Nevad. What's the halacha according to the Rambam? The halacha would be is that it is Asur Gavoa, mutter to eat. Okay? So all he's done so far, one second, let me finish. All he's done so far is this one little thing, one little step, which is now, when you read the Rambam, the Rambam's talking about two different halachas, right? In the first part of the Rambam, he's talking about this issue, and then after that comma, he's talking about this issue, okay? He hasn't given a svar yet, but that's all he's done. All he's done is he's resolved one simple thing, the chiluk in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam have, the Rambam has Isser Hana in the beginning, and the second part is Asur L'Gavoa, okay? Now, again, we have to answer why he puts it in one halacha, but whatever, that's a separate thing. For now, this answers, on the surface, the Rambam. What's your question? Over here, which some don't understand what he's doing over here. Oh, yes. Okay. Vinei lechora. The top. Yeah, top. Olin top. Yeah.
Okay. Vinei lechora. Hayat asher lomar. The high the kamar hagamara menani mila. Kai rak al neva lechud.
Okay, one second. So what is he... Now, this is just so odd. He's saying maybe you could read the Gemara to teach you what?
You could read the Gemara a little different way.
Which would be? Okay. So for some reason, and this is very hard to understand on the surface, for some reason he says, you know what? Maybe we read the Gemara. It's only teaching us about... Right. Okay. And Muksa... Not Muksa.
But don't we mention Muksa?
Oh, the Gemara. Right.
No, the Gemara never says the word Muksa. Okay? So you would think, Manan Emilia, you would think maybe it's only talking about Neva. Now, why is he even entertaining this possibility? Who cares? Keep going. No, Rosal Omar.
If you say it's Nina Rosal, you
can talk. Go on.
Neva is supposed to mean.
I'll show you what he's done.
Rosal Omar, Dimilan, Dolo, and Nasa, Misham, Rosal.
Can you just speak up a little bit?
Rosal Omar, Dimilan, Dolo, and Nasa, Misham, Rosal. The Hardy Sword of Dover, Ma, Diba, Dibale, Chayim, Ina, Nasa, Misham, Rosal.
Right, we see it in other places also. So what's he saying? What does that mean? What does that mean?
He's saying that if the Minala is that it's...
Only Nevad.
The Minala is saying, the Minala, the Minala, the Asar, where did the Asar go? now mean that the soul of the Baal HaChaim is that...
You're going to learn out the fact that Baal HaChaim are not Asur and Avodah Zarah from here, okay? You learn out the whole idea of Nevad and Baal HaChaim and Baal HaChaim not being Avodah Zarah from this Gemara and Tzemura.
Don't we learn from the fact they're not in Fisus Yadmah?
Are you asking a question on the bris? On the bris? Okay, I don't know. Why is he playing out this possibility? Good question. Why is he playing out this possibility? Keep going. Here's an answer why. I have an answer why. Is that clear? Does anyone understand? All he's saying so far is, let's play out this Gemara and Tzemura, just learning the case of Nevad. And then what he would say is, the Gemara and Tzemura teaches us what? It teaches us this big chiddush, that when I worship an animal, it's also the gavah. Okay? No mention of muksa. Who cares? Why is he telling this to us? Keep going.
Okay.
Vim kain harei shlomar.
Ulam. Ulam idir Rashi v'tosu sham har mavur. Ishe ilas hakamar. Hay adam al muksa v'zeh shemukshu d'menalim mehevatesi lasar.
Right, but no. So his answer is no. But you see from Rashi and Tosos, it's not true that the question they both learned the Gemara. To mean it's both Nevad and Muksa. Okay? Lefi Tirutzam.
Lefi Tirutzam. The Havi Yofin and Leisur Amin Rashman and Rahman and Lavoa. In Cain, who is Rechadash Hanamar Bakar, the Min of Bakar, Lefi Hosokleda.
Right. The Shapir Shomar.
Shapir Shomar, Kamashi Kasa of Lamala, the Endless, is a Shankless in Cry, the Velotabi Tuago with that of the Gomer, Lloyd Bakar, that of Mama, Minacher. She is so, who is Sori Hanah, Velo is Rashman.
Okay. So this sounds like, in all due respect to the grid, it's a complete waste of time. Because what has he told us? He says, well, maybe you could learn the Gemara to be Nevad.
No, he tried saying you learn the Gemara to learn it's not, and you'll finish.
Right. Okay, but we see that since Rashi and Tosos don't learn it that way, they learn it as Muksa as well, so we don't learn it that way. So what is he telling us for? Why is he trying... No, why... What does he ultimately say? If you just break down what he's saying, all he's saying is that maybe you can learn the Gemara that is teaching you Nevad. Only. And when we learn Neva, we're going to learn an interesting Chiddush, that when it comes to animals, right, if I worship the animal, what do you call it? If I worship the animal, it's Asur L'Gavah, I can't bring it as a Korban. He says, no, rather learn it, like Rashi Tosfos say, that's Neva and Muksa.
Why is that Chiddush?
What do you mean, why is it Chiddush?
Meaning, why is that more of a Chiddush than Muksa?
Oh, because if it was that sound of Avodah Zarah, Muksa would never be Avodah Zarah. Muksa would never be Avodah Zarah. It could be
definitely come with
all that.
Maybe you should learn this Gemara as Nevad and Muksa being separate, and just learn Nevad alone. Kamashwa, no, they learn it together. Why do I care? Why am I entertaining the possibility that maybe you should learn the Gemara just as Nevad? Why would that help him? And I'm going to give you a hint. Okay, what he was trying to do, because you read ahead. What he's trying to do is he's trying to protect himself. He's trying to create like a shield around the svar he's about to give. So he wants to make sure that you can't ask this type of question before he plays his card. It's an amazing move he makes. The first step he does is to show you that this is an Isser Chadash. There's a new prohibition here, right, of Isser L'Gavah. Now he says, but maybe we read the Gemara and Tamura as only Nevad. No, it's both Nevad and Muksa, right? He hasn't showed you what a svar is yet. But he has one more piece of business to take care of before. Well, he wants to make sure no one can ask a question on what he's about to say. So this is his last thing he's got to take care of. What's he trying to take care of here?
I don't think Nevad and Muksa are separate issues for the same one.
But why do I care?
Oh, well, it's important
because
later on they're separate.
No. I know. One second. But right now, if Nevad and Muksa were separate, what does he want? What does he say beforehand? What does he tell us beforehand? That this is what. Right over here, he says. He says, right? There's a whole new Isser here. A whole new Isser called Isser L'Gavah. Right? It's a whole new Isser. Okay. So why does he have to tell us this to us? So the first step you got to take is, if it were just Nevad, then you would think to yourself that there's a special heter within the institution of Avodah Zarah for animals. Okay? That Nevad is really coming from this institution. But then you're not done yet, though. But why couldn't I bring these together? What's so unique about this? Come on. What's the difference between Nevad and Muksa?
Muksa is not Avodah Zarah.
What? No, well, let's say in the realm of Avodah Zarah.
Not even crazy when you're not.
Better, better. What Neva does what versus what Muksa does?
Neva
changes the state.
Okay, good. At Neva, see, you're like a Pavlov dog. It's like unbelievable to you. Okay, Neva gives a shame to a Chafsa, right? I worship this thing. Let's say statue. It becomes an idol. That's not what Muksa is. What's Muksa? Well, more than that. You're using the object in a certain way. Right? This is not, this is being used for worship. This is worship, right?
What?
What is that?
It's the mice is that, no, it's more than that. I use it in a certain way.
No, shimush. Mice is an action. It's not just an action. It's the usage of the thing towards a purpose. There's a difference. Right. Mice have an objective. But anyway, but you understand? So one set. So Ariel, based on what you're saying, I would argue that if Nevan, right, was connected to Avodah Zarah, Muksa wouldn't necessarily go along for the ride. But the fact you could take two things that are not very similar, not similar, and fuse them together under one Gemara tells you what? It must be Issa Chadash. You understand? I'm just explaining him. Okay? What he's trying to do is, before he tells you what the Svar is, he wants to protect himself. He wants to prove to you that this is an Issa Chadash. So he has one last thing he has to do. He has to show you that I can take two things, right, that their mechanics are not related at all, right, and have them coexist in the Gemara under the umbrella of one Isser. Because if I separated them, if you could theoretically separate them, then Neva would simply be something from Avodah Zarah itself. By putting it together, he's using that as a crutch to show you this is one new Isser Chadash.
What are the ramifications of it being an Isser Chadash?
What? We'll find out.
Yeah. Well,
now we're going to find. One second. Perfect. Now the question is, what exactly is this Isser Chadash? Why is this such an important point to make? You'll see. Okay? But normally speaking, these within the focus of Avodah Zarah, these two are completely different. They're completely different.
Why? The two dins in Avodah Zarah just
one shimush. No, Nevan is much, the ramifications of Nevan are much different than Muksa. This produces something, this is a new chal shame of the object. This doesn't do that. It's true, like let's say Yain Esek, it's true it's Esher Hana, but it doesn't mean that there's a different system of mechanics that applies. So you'll see many times, I'll prove it to you, and the Rambam has in one section stuff about this, and other halacha of stuff about this.
Right, so if you're linking it together, it can't be...
Exactly. That's what he's trying to do here. That's what he's trying to do. Yes.
Yeah, even if you just only had Nav, but...
Weiter. Vinei. Okay. So what does the Rambam say? This is also a little tricky.
Even if it's of your friends.
Right. So the Rambam says that if I worship something, right? Nevad, right? What do I see that's unique about Nevad? If it's my object, what's the halakha?
Us.
Mine equals us, right? And what if it's my friends? What? Say it again? Stamodazar. What would the halakha be?
Mutter.
Okay. Now, let's say Neva animal. Okay? Mine would be what? What? Mutter for what? One second. What do you mean? Come on. Stop guessing.
Friends, both of them mutter hana, both of them ashulikoa.
There you go. Okay, I just care about ashulikavoa. Korban.
I thought Nevad was only
No, Nevad anything.
Okay.
No, like, let's say statue.
But it's all right. That's statue. Yeah, like a statue.
Right. But here's what's important is like this. What's important is that it's mine, it's usher. But if you own it, I can't make that usher.
Without a
Maisa. Okay, I mean, we'll have to do something to the object itself. But if you own a statue and I come along and I say, you know, I now worship, what do you call it, the Dardic statue.
You didn't bow to it, right?
Yeah, you bow to it, right. I bow down to it, right? It's irrelevant. You know why? Because it belongs to you. Ain osrim adam davar shena shalom. Okay. But what's really odd is the Rambam says, the Rambam attaches to the Rambam on this, but the Rambam says here, by neva, by an animal, okay, what's a lacha? If it's my animal, it's usser, okay? And if it's my friend's animal, it's usser. It's because of korban. Mutter eat. But how is that possible? Because there's a principle that ain, I'm going to write the acronym here, right? Ain.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Adam. Isser. Dabar.
Where is it?
We're going to get to it in a second.
So are we going to say
Ein
that?
Ein adar oser dabar she'ino.
Yeah, in two words. Yeah, in two words.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
One acronym.
Right.
Dabar she'ino is a seven.
Was it dabar
she'ino?
Right.
Dabar she'ino is a
oh my god, that is horrible.
Adam oser. All right, you see, okay? You understand? There's a principle. There's a principle, hold on. There's a principle that goes as follows. If you own a statue, if I own a statue and I worship it, usur, usur hana. If you own the statue and I do an act of worship to it, let's make it simple for now. What's halacha? Halacha is I didn't do anything, right? Because it belongs to you. But the Rambam oddly says that when it comes to, let's say, an animal, as an example, right? The Vodazar. Worship. Worship statue. Okay? But let's say you have an animal. And I come along. It's my animal. It's my animal. I worship it. What's halacha? Asr l'gavoa. But if I worship your animal, it's also what? Asr l'gavoa. But why? There's a principle. Ein adam osur davar she'eino shelo.
Ready for some brisker stuff?
I said that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, v'hinira midah haramba. V'gam ikar b'shem... Ikra Hashem shall nevad, shall also go up at the moat of Dabar Acher, the Gammer, me is sure the head.
Okay, so now he doubles down. He says, okay, again, the Iker, right? What? The Iker Hashem shall nevad, shall also the Gavoa. All right, the essential identity of this thing being Asr L'Gavoa, right, is what? Huba Atzma, Atzmuso.
It's in essence entirely different than the Isser, Dabar Acher, Akilo, the head.
Right. Delinian. Okay, if something's going to be usher for me to eat, okay, you have to say, what?
To get an offer,
what do you have to say about the object?
It is an object that's a vodazara.
It has in it the identity of being a vodazara, okay? It's identified, as you fellas would say, a chafsa. It's a chafsa of a vodazara. Okay, for it to be usher in if you want to say that this thing is usher b'hanah, you're going to have to say there's an isser in the object itself. Period. Okay, so now here it comes. Right, it was a shaya chamilsa. Right. So that's why if I go to Charlie's house, right, and I want to and I worship his statue, right. So I can't make that thing usher. I can't, because he owns it. I don't care about the mechanics why, but if he owns it, I cannot create a shame of Odazara in that statue. I'm unable to. But I can create it in my statue. Okay? I just cannot to his.
Do you
bow from far away. I bowed. Nothing physical to it. I bowed from a distance. Okay? I cannot do anything to his object, because doing so would produce a new shame in the object itself. But when it comes to Isser Gavoa, what does that mean?
So it's not the relationship or the status of the item as an idol that is causing it. Rather, it's just the action that is done to it that is the prohibitive thing.
Right, the action of avoda creates an Isser Gavoa. Mm-hmm. Just like what?
Nirbah.
Right. Well, now, what is he? Remember what I said before, how you can't categorize Nevan in the area of Avodah Zarah? What he's saying is that it's no different than Nirbah.
Well, is it a separate is it the right to bring Nirbah and to bring Nevan?
No. A separate. No, the Darshan for one pasuk means. Right. No, I think he's saying like this. I think what he's saying is that. You see, without question, Nevad has nothing to do with by animal, but the Avodah Zarah. Okay? But as Ellie's saying, and you're saying also, there's something degrading. Alright? And you could just say the very fact that these things are Avera-ish, associated with Is or whatever, produces the problem of Gavod. So I want to say as follows. I don't think it's a brand new idea to say this Is or Gavod. I think what he's trying to suggest is that normally speaking, when it comes to something that's a korban, okay, what prevents you from bringing the animals a korban? Normally, what's it called? Well, there's a better word. No. An animal, a mum. Okay. I think what he's suggesting here is that he's saying, what's this new isser l'gavoa here? That there's a physical mum in an object, which halacha says is a problem, and then there's not no, this kind of mode. Okay? Meaning the fact that it was associated with Avera,
yeah.
Right? In whatever way, shape, or form, whether it's the Chetza, the Maisa, whatever it is, it's a different kind of mum. It's a different kind of mum. It's a mum idea that I should not bring, this thing is not worthy of Korban. Just like a regular, see, and what I'm trying to say is, this fits in beautifully to the system of Korbanos. When it comes to Korbanos, we see the animal has to be perfect. Mum, normally speaking, is a physical thing. This is a different idea. This is more of a halachic mum. Meaning in the sense that it's because it was associated with Avera, that's why I can't bring it as a korban. So what's that saying? So therefore, it has nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. It's true that I did something idolatrous, but it's not generated by the system of Avodah Zarah. It's generated by the system of korbanos. Korbanos comes along and says, I can't bring things out of a halachic mum. An example of a halachic mum is something I worship. You understand? That's what he's saying. And that's why you can unite Muksa and Neva together. Okay? There's one point that Zez makes, which I agree with. There is some, just keep this in mind, an Isser Hana is always associated, why do we have an Isser Hana in general? Let's use Chametz. Okay. What? Right, so what, no, that's true. But what's the objective of an Isser Hana, ultimately? Exactly, to keep you away from the object, to sever the relationship, okay? So the Isser Hana emerges because you forged a relationship with the object, right? The Isser Hana is telling me I have to sever that completely. Okay, good. With that in mind, Ariel, do you mind? Ains is Shaykh Ladin. Big acronym.
Ains is Shaykh Ladin. Ain Adam Osir Davos Shaino Shalom. Heva, the low Asina Lamecha Alaya Shum Shalom. Hine Makora Davar Hubi Yerushalmi Per Zion de Kilayim.
Did you guys get up to this part, the Kilayim stuff?
No.
Okay, so just listen. It's very funny what he does here. So you see there's a Gemara on Kilayim, okay? Just skip ahead to the end part there, where he says, Utagavase. I'm sorry. He says, Davar Sheish Ba Ruach Chaim. See that? Davar Sheish Ba Ruach Chaim.
Davar Sheish Ba Ruach Chaim. Apa Pisha Inu Nasr Lehadi Ut Nasr Lehgavah. Uke Ude Kavasa Davar Sheish Ba Ruach Chaim. Apa Pisha Inu Nasr Lehadi Ut Nasr Lehgavah.
Okay, so what does Yerushalmi do? The Yerushalmi puts two things together. The Yerushalmi says something very funny. It says, on the one hand, a Baal Chaim that I worship, right? What's halacha? Can never be asr lahajot. It's mutar lachila. And also, in the very same way, in the very same manner, okay? So too, what do you call it? If I, what? Davar Shein Shalom is what? As mutar lahajot to eat, and asr lagava. So what's he going to ask? Okay, the Yerushalmi says as follows. Yerushalmi says, the same way, paraphrasing, the same way that, okay, that an animal, right, that I worship, okay, an animal that is worshipped, okay, is asr l'gavah and mutar l'hadyot, just like that, right? So too, it's very similar. If I worship your animal that you own, right, davar shein shelo, asr l'gavah and mutar l'hadyot. So of course, he's going to ask a very simple question. On the Yerushalmi. What? Forget that for a second. The easier question.
Hold on. Even if the animal is an animal, it's still an animal.
Yes.
Even if it's
yours. The animal. What? Well, what question is he going to ask?
The same on the right. That's the
guy. Yeah. No, okay. No, again, if I worship an animal.
So,
we do. Okay. You understand? How do I learn from Balei Chaim to Shel Chavero? What does one have to do with the other? Okay. We have to explain why. So Zeb, again, you got to think what he's thinking. Remember, what is he trying to do now? He's trying to protect himself. He gave his svara, and now he wants to make sure that you don't find any holes in it. So you look at each Yerushalmi and you say, what does one have to do with the other? It's a raya. How's it a raya? Right, the ode.
the hallo de beemes ikar hachadina de ein anam osur de b'sherin talo meisinan gam legabo kama vor b'sachim dar sadi.
Estan, right. Right. So what do you have to say now? So again, just like the question I just asked, what does it have to do with the other? But if you learn this, right, the old way, then it's going to be a problem. But he's going to say...
The
Hachi Birusho. Nassar. It has nothing to do with the fact that this thing has an identity of Vodah Zarah attached to it. Nothing to do with that. Right, that's key. There's no mechanism to attach Shem of Vodah Zarah to this object. Ella.
The Gamre.
Good.
Right.
How does he answer the Lamishum?
The Lamishum is a Chalo Shem Shetzar from Chol Alav Hunas on the Devarosh.
He's about to. Right. You understand?
The Ein Adam also Devarosh and Shlom.
Right.
The Hein Hein had Devarim Shetzar from Chol Alav Hunas on the Devarosh.
Good. So, okay, so what's he saying? Hold on. So what's he saying? Wait, there's a period there. So what's he saying? He's saying... Right, the only way for this to work, he's saying, how do you make your Yerushalmi work? Very simple. You say, what? Yeah, but you know, I think he's using a Raya, but I think he's making one more move right now. But now, okay, but is that clear though, just right now? What do we see? Again, it's he's proving his point by saying that when you look at the Yerushalmi, these two things are very related to each other. Why? Because they're part of that separate... What? Say it again? They're both... Yeah, exactly. There's no Shem of Vodah Zarah in these things. That's the key. That's what he's sharing in common, okay? What?
Yeah, I don't think
it's that. Okay, hold on. Vayim Perish Rashi, it's a good question. No, here's the problem, okay? I know what you guys are asking. No, here's the problem. The Gantak Rav Shlomo Muteres. That's very important what he's saying. So he's saying that, but of course, Rashi and Tosos agree that Balei Chaim are Mutar, but they go a completely different avenue. What do they say? They say what? They say really it should be. It should be a problem. Usher. Right, exactly. You need an external mechanism to tell you this thing is Mutar. Really should be Usher, which means they're clearly not learning like the Rambam.
Right.
But the Rambam says what? Dahar. Ayin Sham Divrayim. Ala Rambam Mefarash. Right. Right. Meaning what?
Meaning, the only time it gets, it's only
when
Hashem was out when he actually does.
Right.
Ula Olam. Ula Olam. The whole Takrovas Asura, Ben the Mechubra, Ben the Baalei.
And according to him, it doesn't matter if it's Mechubra or Baalei Chaim. It's right. Takrovas is Asura. Lushi Tasso.
Tasso. Ain Shum Chilu, Ben Baalei Chaim, the Mechubra, the Chavayu, the Indian of Razar, Chad Dinan.
Mehelchus of Azara, a Rosh Parachas Mehelchus of Azara. That makes sense. Why? Acher Lagamrei again. Right. Not even related to each other. Shame, what is our Marlian? Beautiful. So you